I can almost tell what's going on in the local environment by seeing the data that comes out of the parking systems and the transportation systems. We are able to capture so much information now on people's movements. We can do origin and destination studies without anything except, you know, a couple of sensors and a cloud-based information system. All of these things are moving together in a fashion. Let me talk a little bit about big data in an exciting way. I mentioned earlier the creation of the Alliance for Parking Data Standards. That's big. Standardization is very big. Once we have that and are using it effectively, we're going to know more than we realize we know. It's like that story that the motivational speakers like to tell about the upset father at the drugstore because they're sending his daughter stuff to be a mother because they knew she was pregnant before he did. It's data. The information is all embedded in the data. And so now we have companies that are moving out of the information technology field and into the parking and transportation field because they see such great opportunities. One of our problems, our data is not clean. We have a lot of bad information nested inside a lot of good data. The data has to be cleaned. And so as these companies learn more about what we are and what we do, they're learning to abstract and clean the data so that we can have a good base of information from which we can make predictions and we can make better decisions. And there was a time when we were using algorithms to figure things out. Now we're using machine learning. And so the advances in the data collection and analysis space is another of these areas that's going to be high growth, high return, very valuable. We don't know what we don't know, but some of these systems can tell it to us, even though we don't know it.